Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
This is Pastor Byron Chesney. I hope you're having a great day today and the Lord's been blessing you. I know He sure has me. This is the very first radio broadcast that we're broadcasting from the church. And we pray that it'll be a blessing to you. Pray that you'll tune in every day. We got a great time slot right here between Brother Green and Brother Roloff. I couldn't think of a better place I'd like to be than between those two great men of God. I pray that these radio broadcasts will bring some joy to your life and some insight to God's Word. We'll be doing some Bible study and some devotions. Every now and then I'll be interviewing different pastors and Christian men and workers. And we'll be sharing some music with you from our church. We got some wonderful singers, some great choir, and some other folks that play instruments and sing. And we're going to have just a good time sharing with you what God's blessed us with. And that's the reason we're doing these broadcasts. And I pray that you listen every day from 5:15 to 5:30. All right, well, if you heard our opening theme song, and that's the one we're going to use, that is our choir, and we're singing that song that sometimes we call Brethren, We Have Met to Worship, and I love that song. The name of it, according to our hymn book, is Holy Manna. Holy Manna, and of course, that's what it's talking about, that holy manna all around. And you know, that's the thought I want to speak to you about today is holy manna. And I want to share with you some things from God's Word that I've been studying on concerning this manna. And so if you have your copy of God's Word, if you turn to the book of Exodus, there in the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 16, and I'd like to look at verses 11 through 15, Exodus chapter 16, verses 11 through 15, and so to some of you this is going to be a very familiar story. But there's just some things here that we want to talk about and discuss and pray the Lord will help you the way He's helped me as I've read over this. Exodus chapter 16, starting with verse 11, and the Bible says, And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmuring of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, At even you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass that at even the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoarfrost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, It is manna, for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, This is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the reading of your word. I'm praying now that you bless it, Lord. Help me for just the next few minutes to be able to expound on this text. And Lord, I'm praying that you'll be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you may or may not be familiar with this, what's going on at this time that we just read about. But just before this, the children of Israel, they had been wandering around in the wilderness now for about a month and a half. You remember that Moses led them out of Egypt's bondage. The Lord had parted the Red Sea, and they got across on dry land, and what a wonderful thing. And they were so excited when it first happened, and They were singing and dancing and everything else, praising the Lord for what He had done. But at this time, and only about a month and a half, they're already become complacent. I mean, it almost seems like they forgot what all God had done for them. And you know what the Bible says? It said that they began murmuring against Moses and Aaron. Of course, Moses and Aaron were their leaders, two brothers there. But the children of Israel began thinking that they were better off when they were slaves in Egypt. And they started thinking about all those different kinds of foods that they had back in Egypt. And began thinking, you know what, I think we were better off there. We ought to just go back and forget this. And so they were just complaining and going on. But, you know, as we read in our opening text, our loving and gracious Lord, instead of striking them down, which is what most of us would have done, aren't you glad we're not God? There wouldn't be anybody left if we were God. But our God is so gracious and merciful and loving. He's long-suffering. The Bible tells us this. And instead of rebuking them and striking them down right there where they stood, the Lord had mercy on them. He said that he heard their murmurings, and he spoke to Moses, their leader, and told him to tell them, listen, you're going to have some things to eat. I'm going to send it to you. And that's exactly what happened. Well, the Bible says down there in Exodus 16 and 31, and the house of Israel called the name thereof manna. And it was like coriander seed, white. And the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. Well, that sounds like a pretty good deal, friends. That sounds good to me. And on down there in Exodus 16 and 35, it says, and the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years. Until they came to a land inhabited, they did eat manna until they came under the borders of the land of Canaan. And, you know, Canaan was where they were going in the first place when they left there 40 years ago. They could have got there a lot sooner, but because of all this type of things, this murmurings, complainings, the disbelief, their little faith, that God caused them to wander around that wilderness 40 years. But we're not talking about that today. We'll talk about it some other time. But you see this holy manna we're talking about here. This was bread that God had sent the children of Israel, and it was a physical bread. It was from heaven, and it physically filled their stomachs, and it sustained their lives. I mean, 40 years he fed them with this. And listen, our God is an all-loving God, and the purpose of this bread for them, according to verse 12, was really so that they would know that he was their God. It was to fill their bellies, but the main purpose here was to bring glory to God and to make them realize who he was. Well, before you start giving the children of Israel a hard time for their murmuring, their complaining and stuff, if you would be completely honest with yourself, and I'm talking to myself too, I'm pointing my finger at my face right now. You can't see it, but I'm pointing at me. But if you'd be completely honest with yourself and God, you would have to admit that we oftentimes are no better than the children of Israel. I'm serious, friends. We go around complaining and murmuring and belly aching every time something's not going exactly like we think it ought to go. And here we go. We get bitter and start complaining about our circumstances and acting, you know, like we don't have any joy or anything about us. Listen, may I say to you today that our God loves us. He loves us like he loved the children of Israel. And he loves you, and he wants to take care of you. And he wants to bless you. He wants you to have an abundant life. Now, I'm not one that teaches health, wealth, and prosperity. So get that off your mind if you think that. I'm not one of those kind of teachers. I teach the Word of God and what God says. Hey, he didn't ever say it's going to be some rosy garden we're going to walk through, but he did say he'd go with us. But may I say to you that while the children of Israel, they had a physical manna from heaven, we as Christians today, we have a spiritual manna from heaven. That's right, friends. It's a spiritual manna. You may recall, in the New Testament, when the Lord Jesus went to the wilderness to be tempted to the devil, and he was there for 40 days and 40 nights, and he got hungry. I mean, the Bible told us that. After he was hungered, the Bible said. Well, during this time of his hunger, Satan come to him, of course, tempting him, and that's what old Satan does. He's the tempter. And he comes to Jesus and tries to tempt him into turning stones into bread. Well, now we know that the Lord Jesus could have done that if he wanted to. I mean, he spoke the world into existence. He breathed a breath of life into dirt and made a man. So he could have done it if he wanted to. But do you know what he said to Satan? He told him this. He says, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Did you hear that, friend? It's not the physical manna that we're in need of today. It's the spiritual. And the only way that we can get this spiritual manna from heaven is from the Word of God. Now, I don't know about you, but that excites me. It excites me because I know that through the Word of God, I can be spiritually fed with manna that only He can provide. Did you know that besides the free gift of salvation that the Lord gives us, that the greatest gift that He's blessed us with is His precious Word? In the model prayer that Jesus gives us over in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, He's praying to the Father, and He's praying about several things, but there in verse 11 of Matthew chapter 6, He says this. He says, "Give us this day our daily bread." Listen, friends, the truth is, if we did not have this bread from heaven, we would spiritually starve to death. And I'm afraid that there is a lot of starving and malnourished Christians in this world today. They're neglecting God's Word. Look, there's no excuse to neglect God's Word. You may say, "Well, I don't have a Bible." Listen, friends. Hey, we've got Bibles today. There's Bibles on people's shelves, on their coffee tables, on the dash of their car. I see Bibles everywhere, but they're neglected. They're collecting dust. And it ought not to be that way. We ought to realize the gift that God has given us in His precious Word. Open that Word up and read it daily. If you don't have a Bible, you can go right down the road from our church. We're here on Babley Road. It's just right off Washington Pike. You can go just a mile up Washington Pike toward the interstate, and there's a Dollar Tree right over on the right. In that Dollar Tree, you can go in there, and for $1 plus tax, you can buy a complete King James Bible. And they're nice Bibles. We buy them all the time. When we have vacation Bible school or some special thing where we know we're going to have children or folks that may not have a Bible, we give them those Bibles. We give out all kinds of them. We take them with us when we go soul winning. We'll carry a couple with us in case we knock on a door that somebody don't have a Bible. We give them one. And listen, you can get a Bible. That's not the problem these days. In fact, nearly everybody has access to the Internet. Now, I like having a Bible, the Word of God, in my hand. I like to have a physical Bible. But there's times when we don't have one available. And it's good that all we got to do is go online. And for free, you can download the King James Bible for free off the Internet. Really, there's no excuse not to have a Bible. Now, I know I got off on the Bible subject there and kind of got away from holy manna. And I'm going to talk about more about Bibles in further broadcasts. I truly believe that we are in the last days that the Bible speaks of. There's not one single thing left on God's timetable that needs to happen before the Lord calls the church out of here. Now more than ever, we need to be spiritually fed with this manna from heaven. And the way we do that, friends, is from the Word of God. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank You for these great truths that You've given us in Your precious Word. May we apply these words for our hearts and share them with this lost and dying world. Lord, will You forgive us as Christians for the times that we murmur, we complain, we lose sight of what's important? Would You help us, Father, be lights in this world of darkness? It's in the precious name of the Lord Jesus we pray, and amen.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Bayley Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.